you're not listening, please turn on your radio now. You're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis and 106.7 FM in St. Paul. And you're riding the shockwave.
Shockwave.
Hello, this is the Shockwave Radio Theater for, what is this, November 12th, 2005 Common Era, or what is this in Year of Our Moon Landing? I've forgotten already.
Oh, dear.
Must be 36. And I'm Baron Dave Rome, and over there is Brian Wesley, and we're going to be doing a very special show for you tonight as we are zipping through. We have various things, big and small, that we'll be talking about. I'll play some soldiering songs for yesterday's Armistice Day, and who else? What else? We don't quite know, but we'll think of something along the way. So, Brian, let's start off with your big and small thing.
My big and small thing?
Your big and small thing. Yes, that, well, we can say that now.
Yeah.
We can say that. It's 2
is
in the morning in Somalia,
here?
Right? Yes. Okay.
Well, it's a website I stumbled across. Well, not through stumble upon, though. That's a different website. Let's see. I'm pretty sure the website is worldslargestthings.com. And what it is actually is the world's largest collection of the world's smallest versions of the world's largest things.
Okay, now
as seen in a fairly recent Zippy the Pinhead comic, no less.
Was it a large comic or a small comic?
Well, that was sort of the thing. He wanted a t-shirt that in extra, extra large with it in 6-point type or something. That was the Zippy thing. What the museum is, it's a traveling museum, which means it's a bus. And what it has are tiny versions of large, typically roadside attractions. Like, actually, what apparently inspired this was the big ball of twine in Darwin, Minnesota. You know, the world's largest ball of twine.
I've been there.
Ooh, he's been there. He's been entwined, as they say. And apparently, when the woman who does this, her name is Erica Nelson, and when she was there, the gift shop had little tiny versions of the world's largest ball of twine.
She must have bought the last one. They didn't have one when
okay.
I was there.
Well, maybe they ran out of twine. Maybe they have to have packages come in. Just
special
filled
twine.
Yeah.
Well,
packages of nothing, and they take off the twine that's tied around the outside. They only need the boxes.
Well, the twine ball itself, if I may be semi-serious here for a moment, has not grown since the guy died 15 years ago or whatever, and is it's this large twine ball. I mean, it's bigger than
it's got its own gazebo.
It is. It's underneath this water tower, and you can go there, and there's the Twine Ball Cafe, which was closed when I was there because I went in April. It's a seasonal thing. But all the other shops there will be happy to sell you things like the Twine Ball refrigerator magnet or the Twine Ball cap and the Twine Ball the mug and postcard and stuff like that, much of which I got because I'm a Twine Ball kind of guy.
Okay.
Based sort of on the Weird Al Yankovic song. But it was just such a neat thing anyway. And it was great just traveling up to Darwin and Litchfield and all that, just seeing the heartland of America. Visited all these little museums. There was one museum, half of the museum were uniforms from World War I worn by people from Darwin or Litchfield or whatever there. And the curator was the former mayor of the town. I mean, it was actually very, very interesting tour.
I was born 20 miles from there.
And Jerry was born 20 miles from there.
And there's actually a line of twine going from there to Jerry's birthplace.
Replacing the breadcrumbs.
Yes, yes. It's a new way to follow directions. You could just have twine going all over the place.
Colored twine.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Now, or follow the rubber line. You could.
So this smallest representation of big things. They take the Grand Canyon or the solar system.
Well, not something
not
like that.
Big,
these are things, actually, and what was interesting, I think the only thing of the roadside attractions itself, mostly they're like, you know, a big shoe that's actually a shoe store or a shoe repair shop. And things like a water tower that's made to look like a giant coffee pot. Or a large Dixie cup.
You've croggled me. I don't know what to say.
Well, these are just, you know, roadside attractions. Sometimes they're in front of businesses, like the Dixie cup was apparently in front of a Dixie cup company.
Okay, so you've got these big things. You've got a boot or a Dixie cup.
But I like to point out one thing.
Okay.
The famous dinosaurs that appeared in Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Okay.
Those, I think, are the only things that are not bigger than life. They're actually the right size.
The dinosaurs.
Yeah.
And they know this because?
Because the guy was a stickler for accuracy.
So he got the skin color right?
And as close as I could guess from that. Yeah.
Okay.
But it's just kind of interesting that the dinosaurs aren't bigger. They aren't big things. You have big things like big crows and big pelicans. And they even have the big polar bear out in White Bear Lake for White Bear.
Yes, but you wouldn't sell many, whatever it is they're selling, with real-size Dixie cups.
Well, no, no.
Imagine putting that out in front of your store. People have to walk up and go, what?
Well, yeah, that's like the smaller version. But see, then the museum would have to build an actual tiny Dixie cup, one that's too small to use, and saying, there's a really big version of this out in California. Or at least there was.
There was.
Yeah. See, a lot of these things, the business gets sold off, and they're done with it.
Well,
like the giant ketchup bottle. Or no, it's a catsup bottle. I don't know if there's two categories for like the world's largest catsup bottle and the world's largest ketchup bottle. I don't know.
There's only one way to find out. There's actually four ways of finding out.
Oh, there are four ways.
There are, but that's beyond the purview of this particular program.
They have like a teeny tiny little version of the Mount Rushmore made entirely of oleomargarine. It'll fit in your hand.
I'll have to get back to you on that one. They do have, what she generally does is she goes there and she takes a picture of both the big thing and her tiny version of it.
Right.
In the same shot. But sometimes she has to take two, you know, with the focus changed drastically. Because they're real tiny.
Right.
And the other thing is really big.
But
usually.
With a telephoto lens, I mean, there's trickery.
She could, yeah, but she, I don't know if she.
Have a CGI Paul Bunyan.
This is higher technology, I think.
She did
have a tiny version of the giant ketchup bottle, but it wasn't an actual, or catsup bottle, I mean. But it wasn't the catsup bottle itself. It was actually tinier.
Than the ketchup bottle.
The catsup bottle. The giant catsup bottle was actually built for a factory that made various tomato products, and they had to build a water tower anyway, so they decided, let's make it a giant bottle of catsup.
Now, what are some things?
Well, see, the factory went out of business or moved or whatever, and so then the factory itself kind of fell in disrepair. So all that's left is the ketchup bottle water tower. But people like it, so they try to preserve it and save it.
Okay, and so a miniature representation of all these big things is in this bus.
Yes,
which is traveling
around. Yeah, we missed the 2003 tour of it in Minnesota.
I feel left out.
Yeah.
I feel left behind. No, that's a different book.
So
where is it now?
I'm not sure. But you could probably go to worldslargestthings.com and find out.
But yeah, we can't.
They're getting a new bus, too.
Is it a bigger bus or a smaller bus?
A bigger one.
Okay.
Maybe they'll have a small version of their old bus in their new big bus.
That would make perfect sense.
Yes. That's actually one sort of a suggestion that was in the Zippy comic. You can read the Zippy comic, too, right, on the front page.
Of what?
Of worldslargestthings.com.
Oh, I see. Okay.
See, her
it's not
bus,
a recent Zippy cartoon.
Well, it's like back in August. It's
well, that's
not
too
long back. Plus, she was in Ripley's Believe It or Not.
I don't believe it.
Well, she was.
Okay.
Well, not her picture. It showed actually a hand, which was probably her hand, saying she makes tiny versions of all these big things. Believe it or not.
I believe that part.
You believe that part, but you don't believe that she's in Believe It or Not.
Right.
So it's sort of a meta Believe It or Not.
Right.
There. Actually, that was the title, the title of the Zippy strip that had her was
a meta
Keep On Meta Trucking.
Okay, sure.
So, yeah.
So, there you go. So, there's this bus which travels around with very small versions of very big things, some of which our listeners might have either heard of or been to, such as Paul Bunyan on Babe the Blue Box. And
by George, I think you've got it.
Okay, good.
Actually, the Paul Bunyan from Paul Bunyan Land, which moved, and he moved because he can move. See, that's the distinction. The one in Bemidji is larger, but he doesn't move.
Doesn't have kung fu.
He's
grip.
Not articulated. Right.
Right. Okay. So the Paul Bunyan with kung fu grip has moved.
Right. He moved like a few miles east. It's close to Brainerd. It's like 8 miles outside of Brainerd now, to the east.
I see. Okay.
So there's a star in the east you can follow, I think. I don't know.
I
was fuzzy
axe.
On the dizzy.
Yeah, an axe you can follow.
Yeah.
If not to grind. Okay. Ah. So, okay, good. Now that we've plumbed...
Axe puns. I didn't expect those.
Now that we've plumbed that depth, I think it's time to plumb...
Oh, they had to... I don't know if she had the world's largest plum, but she did have the world's largest olive, which used to be outside an olive place in California, but now it's not. So now it's just this big olive that's nowhere.
A nowhere olive.
Yeah. It looked like it was pitted, too. No pimento.
But I bet that olive could have made oil originally. Mm-hmm. See, that's sort of a segue into this next song.
Ooh, good. Does it have May Questel in it?
It does not have May Questel in it, alas. But what it does have is commentary about... It's actually for the first Gulf War, but this is commentary on fighting.
It's a rerun. So,
right.
Yeah.
And this is to honor our soldiers of various stripes, men and women. I'm going to play two songs in a row, one by Dana Lyons and the other by The Detergents from way back when. And perhaps if there's time, we'll do a little bit more in that. But in the meantime, here is something that goes out to, well, you'll have to figure that out yourself.
Oh, I'd go anywhere to fight for oil, be it olive, safflower, or crude. For cooking, for cars, take a rocket to the stars, for a back rub, romantic rendezvous. In your engine, on your face, or almost any place, a little dab of oil will get you through. Oh, I'd go anywhere to fight for oil, to lubricate the red, white, and blue. If you drive a big V8, it's time to celebrate. They're gonna fight a war for you. To keep gas prices cheap, so when you drive or when you sleep, you can do it in an air-conditioned room. For driving is your right, so let's get out there and fight. You can read that in the Constitution. I go anywhere to fight for oil, to lubricate the red, white, and blue. Here we go now. I go anywhere to fight for oil, be it olive, safflower, or crude. For cooking, for cars, take a rocket to the stars, for a back rub, romantic rendezvous. In your engine, on your face, or almost any place, a little dab of oil will get you through. Oh, I'd go anywhere to fight for oil, to lubricate the red, white, and blue. Place to attack. Why not attack Iraq? They've got coconut and palm oil and crude. They invaded Kuwait, so let's not hesitate. We can blow up a country or two. If it's oil or it's Greece, we don't have time for peace. Waging war is what we want to do. Oh, I'd go anywhere to fight for oil, to lubricate the red, white, and blue.
Everybody!
I'd go anywhere to fight for oil, be it olive, safflower, crude. For cooking, for cars, take a rocket to the stars, for a back row, romantic rendezvous. In your engine, on your face, or almost any place, a little dab of oil will get you through. Oh, I'd go anywhere to fight for oil. It's gonna be a great fight. Should only take a fortnight to lubricate the red, white, and blue.
Hey, Annie, what are you blowing taps for?
It's for my girlfriend. It makes me feel close to her.
Why? Is something wrong?
No, it's just that she's so far away. You know.
No, what do you mean?
Haven't you heard?
No.
My girlfriend Joan is a soldier girl. A soldier girl is she. She wears
went and joined the army, and they shipped her overseas. Each day I wait for the mailman, I wait so patiently.
So much. You're always in my thought. I got your wonderful letter today, and I can hardly wait to read it.
Oh, John, oh, John, I miss you so. My girlfriend, Joan, is a soul.
Nothing is the same without you. I miss you so much. I keep your picture in my wallet and look at it all the time. And Joan, all the kids on the block.
Oh, Joan, oh, Joan, I miss you so.
See you later, fellas.
I don't know.
Whoops. Well.
What? Whoops.
Well, hang on a second. Uh-huh. I lost my plug.
Oh, no.
There.
I thought we were commercial free and we didn't say plug.
We just heard the Detergents doing Soldier Girl. That was their little parody of Soldier Boy. Mm. The Detergents probably best known for Leader of the Laundromat, their parody of Leader of the Pack.
Oh, well.
But nonetheless, at the time that was a parody, now it's real. So I thought I'd play that for okay. Our women in uniform. Before that, we heard Dana Lyons, I'd Go Anywhere to Fight for Oil to Lubricate the Red, White, and Blue, which I think honors our people who are over there now.
Now, do women in the military deter gents?
That's another good question.
Okay, I don't know.
But so now, after having played that, let's see if we can butt up against the time. Here are two more songs about our soldiers. One of the things you'll notice about the figures from the Iraq War is that, A, even though they constantly say it's an effort, the U.S.-led coalition, they never tell you the casualties from anybody else. They only list American casualties, therefore lowering the number. Furthermore, they don't list casualties. They only list deaths. We don't know how many. I think the Army is estimated, if you look deeply, about 16,000 people who have serious injuries, like amputated legs. How many people have died on the way to hospitals that don't get counted? Some estimates as high as another 6,000 deaths. We don't know.
Hmm. But well, there is the thing where President Bush was told that 3 Brazilians were killed yesterday and said, oh, that's terrible. How many is a Brazilian?
And on that note, here is a Steel Eyes Span.
Kiss the book, oh poor Johnny, what will happen to you? and marched away from the inn nearby at the break of day. Johnny went to with half a ring. He was off to be a soldier. He'd be fighting for the king in a far off a war, in a far off a land, to face a foreign soldier. But how will you fare when there's lead in the air? Oh, poor Johnny, what'll happen to you? Shot, great shot too, swords and bayonets thrusting through. Poor Johnny fell, but the day was a one, and the king is grateful to you. But your soldiering's done, and we're sending you home. Oh, poor Johnny, what have they done to you? Oh, they said he was a hero and not to grieve over two wooden pegs and empty sleeves. They carried him home, set him down with a military pension and a medal from the crown. You haven't an arm, you haven't a leg. The enemy nearly slew you. You'll have to go out on the streets to beg. Oh, poor Johnny, what have they done to you?
must be proud of him. Mrs. Glenn, another drop of gin.
Well,
anything with a kazoo chorus goes on our show.
That's Pink Floyd from their second CD, A Saucer Full of Secrets, Corporal Clegg. That was two songs in a row to honor our wounded soldiers that we never hear about, as we only don't see the flag-draped coffins, which I think is a major insult to our brave soldiers that we don't see their ultimate sacrifice. And we don't even hear about the injured soldiers. So we heard Fighting for Strangers by Steel Eye Span and Corporal Clegg by Pink Floyd from way back when. That was our little honoring from Armistice Day. I honor all those soldiers who helped end wars. And I'll remind you that you're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis and 106.7 FM in St. Paul. And you're riding the shockwave.
Shockwave.
I'm Baron Dave Roman. Over there is Brian Wesley, he of the Small Big Things.
Or the Big Small Things.
Or the Big Small Things. In 2 weeks, I'll be in Antarctica, where I will not be reporting live, but I hope to get some interviews with penguins or something down there. I'll be here next week, and Brian will be doing stuff for a few weeks after that until I come back. Maybe next time around, when I go on vacation in July, I'll go to Antarctica, and in December, I'll go to Mississippi, but maybe not. Well, coming up next is Caribbean Jam, who will play the various Caribbean Antarctica music that they have, or something like that. I don't know. And that's coming up almost immediately. Thanks for listening. Please do so again. ¶¶